Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
If you wouldn't let your child meet with a stranger, why would you let it happen online?
New data from the Internet Watch Foundation reveals 2023 was its most extreme year on record when it came to reports of online child sexual exploitation and abuse material. Here to tell us more is investigative reporter at The Nightly, Kristen Shorten. Kristen, who are the IWF and how many reports of this kind did they receive last year?
Well, Ben, the Internet Watch Foundation is one of the world's leading organisations fighting online child sexual abuse. They say their goal is to make the internet a safer place for children. So they help child victims of sexual abuse worldwide by identifying and removing the images and videos of their abuse from the internet. So they actually are one of three licensed organizations to hunt down this sexual abuse imagery from the internet. They also run a global hotline offering a safe place for the public to report anonymously. And they develop tools that tech companies can use to make their platform safer. Now, the IWF today released its annual report, its much anticipated annual report, which provided the latest data and analysis about this, you know, terrifying global issue that we're seeing. It revealed, as you mentioned, that 2023 was its most extreme year on record, during which its analysts assessed almost 400,000 reports of online child sexual exploitation and abuse material.
Yeah, that is shocking. And what do we know about the type of reports that this data consisted of?
Well, each year it sees sexual abuse images of children aged 11 to 13, more than any other age group, and overwhelmingly the majority of those victims are girls. But shocking data in this most recent annual report has revealed that opportunistic predators are now manipulating children as young as 3 years old who are using devices, you know, internet-connected devices with a camera inside the family home, and they're manipulating them into disturbing sexual abuse while they're playing online, often, you know, nearby their parents or just in another room. So it found that children aged between 3 and 6 are increasingly being coerced into sexual activities via webcams and camera devices. And during 2023, their analysts discovered almost 2,500 individual self-generated images and videos of children in that age category.
Gosh, it's just like this child exploitation is heinous no matter what, but this is particularly disturbing as a parent. I can't even get my head around, you know, how this is even happening. So what exactly is happening to these kids?
Almost all of the web pages that IWF discovered last year contained self-generated images or videos. So that is where the victim has been coerced, blackmailed, or groomed into performing sexual acts over the webcam for an internet predator in a remote location. So someone who's not in the room with them. So this is called self-generated child sexual abuse imagery, where the perpetrator is remote, and this is occurring in, you know, in our homes, in bedrooms, children's bedrooms, bathrooms, kitchens and dining rooms. So the IWF has really emphasized that the term self-generated doesn't mean the child's instigating the creation of this sexual content themselves, but they are in this age group easily manipulated, and therefore they're an easy target for predators looking to exploit them. And shockingly, about 15% of this self-generated child abuse imagery and videos featuring the 3 to 6 year olds is in the most extreme category, so category A.
And so what is being done to stop it?
Well, as we've talked about, Ben, organisations like the IWF who are hunting down this material and removing it from online, you know, we've got the AFP here, they have a dedicated unit called the ACE, as well as the eSafety Commission of Australia. They're doing everything they can to disrupt and combat this criminal activity and support and rescue the child victims. But politicians and tech giants need to do more to tackle the issue. The IWF's chief executive, Susie Hargrave, said the big tech companies, including social media giants, need to act immediately and not wait to be forced to act through regulation and legislation, because these harms are happening to our kids now and we need an immediate response to this. So the IWF, it works with tech companies to develop, like I mentioned before, the tools and solutions to keep these platforms safe, and they do a lot of that work. But it's becoming, you know, blindingly obvious that companies are still putting profit before child safety and are failing to implement measures to protect children, like age verification and to have the content detected and removed quickly enough. So responsibility for this is also now falling to parents to warn their increasingly younger kids, we're now talking about kids under six, about online dangers and the risks of online sexual exploitation. So, you know, parents are still being urged to talk to their kids regularly, openly, honestly, and frankly about social media use, because the platforms that they presume are safe for their kids to be on unsupervised, it's now obvious that they do pose a risk.
Yeah, I think that's an important message here, that the first line of defence is in the home and its parents, and hopefully that message gets out. Investigative reporter at The Nightly, Kristen Shorten, thanks for sharing this important story.
Thanks for having me.